boy. Take care of the house while I'm gone. Clean up your room. Take out the garbage. I don't want these bad-haired girls up in here, hear me? And definitely don't let the dog pound up in here. I mean that.
And don't be messing with the 8-track.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Comedy Go-Go's podcast, Public Access. Once again, this is Larry.
This is Regan.
And this is Jess.
And we are happy campers. We are extremely happy because we're back, we're drinking gin and juice, and we're talking about what today, Regan?
Three topics. Topic number one is, what is your favorite ripoff? Movie, book, song, band, interpret it as you may. Topic number two is, what toy deserves its own movie? And topic number three is, what do you miss most about the city that you live in?
Well, you have to leave that city first, which I never have, and we are pleased as
no,
punch.
No, that's not what it means.
It's something no longer in the city. Like, what do you miss most about the city that you live in?
Something that's gone,
yeah,
that you can't have anymore in the city.
Like my ex-girlfriend?
We'll yes, get, if we'll they're no longer in the
we'll,
city.
We'll get there.
We'll,
right,
get there.
We'll get there. And we're pleased as punch to have back on the podcast for a second time Public Access alumni Bobby Smith. And for the first time on Public Access, straight out of L.A., straight out of Compton, comedian Charles Allen. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, looking at my Gucci, it's about that time.
How are y'all been? What's bringing you to San Antonio, Charles?
Well, I just came down here for the hot weather and the Mexican women.
Because you don't have that in L.A. You don't have any of that in L.A. Right. No hot weather. No
I do,
hot
but
women.
Not Mexican women with a southern accent. No. That shit.
Oh, the accent.
Can I cuss on her? I
don't know. Yes, absolutely.
I'm not going to be racial, though, because I'm black. And then I'll tell a racist joke, and then I'll get offended and want to fight when you tell one back. So I'm
fight
not gonna
yourself?
Go, I'm not going to go there.
Well, look, Black Lives Matter here on the Public Access podcast.
Yeah, and this is a nice bounce back from the previous episode.
I was just about to say.
As you can see, we're progressive here at Public Access.
The last podcast, the question was about your last podcast.
They were showing the amount of the black mortality rate, so the amount of black people that get killed in America compared to the amount of times the N-word was Googled in that area. They were able to correlate that through a scientific study.
That's wow. just racist.
It is.
So basically, in Alabama, they just killing N-words all day.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to say the N-word because I'm sitting right next to somebody that's going to
nah.
Like,
you're talking about
back.
Jess? Jess
yeah,
is going to get mad.
Jess, man.
Jess will get mad if you drop the N-word.
I ain't going to say no name.
Say the N-word. Everybody say
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
All right, no.
Apparently,
mind.
I say it with a hard R. I got that, in that, trouble for it yeah. earlier.
And that they made sure.
Y'all
that,
noticed that anytime they have black people on the show, the first thing they start talking about is niggas. That's like the first
the
topic
first,
of the
yeah,
show.
When we talk, yeah, well, this was yeah, the we, last show when we had Joe Calise on. And so it's like, hey, look, guys. We have black friends.
But don't, now, these people are not racist. I'm in the
these
studio.
People.
Right. I'm in the studio with them right now. They have a black superhero right over the end wall air conditioning unit in the middle of the studio right now.
Colossus
I know he's
ain't black.
Because his hairline is like Samuel L. Jackson.
He does. He definitely has that hairline.
All right. Fucking I got you. He's got like a Steve
Pulp
Harvey
fiction,
wig.
Fiction, Steve yeah. Harvey show yeah. type.
Did
Samuel
y'all know
L.
that was
Jackson.
A wig?
No, Steve Harvey's hair.
Hairline.
Oh, yeah, I did find
out
that was a wig.
Plane.
Did you know that, Charles?
That hairline was a wig. It's yeah. Plug. Yeah, it's like implants.
Really? No. Steve Harvey wore a straight up like wig his whole career and then removed it when he started doing Family Feud. That's why he's clean bald. He's been clean bald his whole career.
I thought he took it from like his balls and
his pubic hair?
Yeah.
Oh, man, like a real transplant.
That's some real good lined up pubic hair.
That's
dude.
A waste like, of like surgery money because they got to take your pubes or your arm and your armpit hair, put it on your head, and then he spends a lot of money just to shave that off.
That's the funkiest fucking flat top in the history of human life.
That's
right?
Why it's a wig. It was
ass
a wig.
Hair and balls hair. Like, that's the worst smelling flat top. In the show business.
That's right what LeBron there. James got, right?
God, man. LeBron James's plugs are fucking
did he
nasty.
Get plugs?
They're obviously
are you serious,
plugs. Man. Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad.
They better be the best plugs you can buy.
No, they're not, dude. They look like back hair. Like, it looks like back hair and then regular hair on the top of LeBron's head. It looks terrible. Straight up, dude.
What's that superhero, man? I really
that's Colossus.
He's black, right?
He's a Russian, actually. He's a Russian dude.
He's
metal.
Why
he
just
turns
can't
into
get
metal.
A black man credit? That's a goddamn black dude. Look at his head. Don't even look at
I will say this. I will say
fuck
this.
Fuck you mean 15 minutes for a table. Look, you can look at his
Cable, expression. Luke Cage, Shadowhawk, Spawn.
I will
new
never.
Spider-Man. New Spider-Man.
Let's just.
New Green Johnny Storm.
New Captain
he's
America.
He's a black Russian. Not
Captain America. America. Green Lantern number 3.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Who?
The third Green Lantern was black?
Yeah.
That's right, third Green Lantern.
Yeah. Oh, I kind of made that up.
Yeah. I will never Drake look at black? His hairline the same, though. I will never look at his hairline the same.
Wait, is he black? No, he's Canadian.
He's Canadian. He's, yeah. Half, he's half Jewish.
Who?
Canadian. Drake.
Oh, Drake.
Meek Mill's his bitch. Is that his name?
Bobby Dude. Named him, like, when we were going on superheroes, and Bobby named Drake as a superhero.
That was me.
All right.
That was, he's a lyrical superhero.
Yeah, I'm just Drake's ghostwriter. That's it.
That is
Ghostface Easter ghost speech writer? In 99.
he's Jewish. You don't celebrate Easter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. I wrote his bar mitzvah.
Yeah,
I don't know
he wrote his bar mitzvah speech when he was 13, and he was in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
So how long have you been in L.A., Charles?
12 years.
And where are you from originally?
Crockett, Texas.
Crockett, Texas. What's East in? Texas. Ooh, they're racist as fuck out there. Like by Orange?
Going that direction.
Oh, my
but
God.
But yeah, they trained the people in Orange to be racist.
So what's the, okay, so how long did you live in Crockett? Like your whole life up to 12 years ago?
From a child, from... Probably 9 years old until I graduated high school.
Jesus, because okay. We stayed in Vider.
It's rough out there.
Yeah, man. I was like afraid, but I talked to some people there, some white people, and I was like, I'm real afraid of y'all being racist and shit because I didn't show up there.
What's your nationality, if I could ask you?
Mexican as fuck. I'm Mexican as fuck. Don't
you know,
let the
you can
beard
pass,
fool you.
Though. You can pass.
For what?
You can pass.
Can
for
I?
What?
Oh, man, thank you.
White.
White?
Really?
Y'all don't think so? Maybe because y'all know him. Like, just
I would say Asian before white.
No, Asian?
Before white.
Like,
I'd say like
Chinese Asian?
You can pass for something other than Mexican.
No, oh, yeah, I know that. No, yeah. Definitely. I know
that's just
that.
The beard. Larry's
that's
Mexican.
Just my teeth.
Yeah.
That's my Mexican fucked up teeth.
You
you're like,
high
that dude's
school
from
pictures, he's Mexican.
Yeah, I'm hood, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, my high school pictures, I got that thing lined up on top of my lip, like, real good. My peach fuzz. But being in Crockett compared to being in LA, world different, right? What's the biggest difference? Like when you moved to LA, was it like a big culture shock to you?
Well, I had prepared for it because I went to Kansas first.
Okay.
I was in Kansas for like 6 years, so I got to be out there. And that's a totally different world from Texas. Mm-hmm. All of my three totally different worlds, which really kind of helped my comedy be more universal. But the biggest difference from Texas to California is just the mentality.
Yeah.
Y'all like fat ass women.
We do. Mm-hmm.
And y'all love big old thick ass women. Mm-hmm. I like fat ass women.
Yeah, you from the country?
So, yeah, I'm from the country. That's really the main difference because as a man, the first thing I noticed when I got off the plane in LA is everybody is skinny. Like, yeah. Miss 6 o'clock, straight up, straight down. And I'm from the South. So I'm coming out there and I'm the type of motherfucker like, I prefer a steak over a beef jerky any day.
Right. Mm.
So you got these little skinny ass women and.
Who've been out in the sun way too long, like beef jerky.
Slim Jims. Ooh, but, yeah.
Yeah, they
got that leathery skin because they're tanning too much.
That's true.
Like jerky.
Not all of them are like
oily.
That, but for the most part, all the women and people in general out there want to be as skinny as possible.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Like
and
anorexic.
Being from the South, you know, we like to have a little meat on our bones. So right. I'll rephrase the fat ass. When I say fat ass.
No, I like fat ass women. I'm with you.
I'm growing to like, I like them slim, thick. So they slim, but they still thick. Like
you know, I think Larry calls that mom butt.
Mom butt.
Yeah. That's a good. Yeah.
Mom butt.
Yeah. Hips.
Yeah. Ass, still got thighs. Hips, but still slim.
Yeah. Look like a heart, like a candy apple.
Looks like a nice ass.
Like, like you know when you make candy apples and you got
there's
the
no
stick?
Need for an analogy. It looks like a nice ass.
That pretty much sends it home right there.
I like it.
Nice I like ass. It too.
Eatable.
Gosh.
So how long have you been doing comedy, Charles?
12 years.
Oh wow. So you started in LA.
Yeah.
Wow. Let me ask you this question. Have you done comedy in Crockett?
Yes, I do a show in Crockett once a month in East Texas because they don't have comedy in East Texas.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to bring it out there and I do shows. And some of the like more difficult shows I have to do because you have so many different audiences that come. You have in the South, everything is divided by, let's just go ahead and get it out here. Everything is divided by race.
Right.
If you really want to know one of the biggest difference between the South and the West Coast, people are more liberal. Mm-hmm. The thing in the South, everything is broken down by race.
Right.
No matter what it is. So when you come here, you automatically know you got to play to this side and this side.
Sure.
The media divides us. Politics divides. We divide it in every single way. We are trained up from babies to look at the world in black and white.
Right.
So when I come here and I do a show, I basically have to play two audiences in one crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if I go somewhere else, people are not as, the blinders are right, gone. Yeah. So you can just, people that just want to have fun, they don't care what color you are.
Universal
they just want to
laugh.
They just want to laugh. Yeah. They don't care what color you are, what you talk about. But here I have to watch everything I say, how I say it, when I say it.
Mm-hmm.
So you have like a Klan member in the room and then the Black Panther on the other side.
Right.
It's exactly like that.
All and trying to beat up the illegal Mexican.
And the funny thing about it is all of them want you to pull for their side of the room.
Right.
So you up there for an hour. And it's hard as hell, but hey, this is what I do, I make it work.
Oh, that's good, man. Have you ever made like a racist person laugh, like a racist ass white person laugh?
All the time.
That's great.
Well, and I made racist ass black people laugh. See, because this is what y'all don't realize. A racist black person is just as hard to impress as a racist white person.
Okay.
Because this is the thing. Look, this nigga like he wanna fight me. This is the thing.
Bobby's not militant.
I
don't think you're militant, Bobby.
Let me see your African medallion. Right, yeah, you don't got
that,
it.
I threw that away months ago.
with your Malcolm X.
As a black comedian, like, I don't know if you experienced this, Bobby, but as a black comedian, we have to be extra careful about what we say because we are scrutinized by our own community a lot. Mm. Oh, he a sellout. Oh, he this. Oh, he that.
You're not black enough. Or you get that kind of thing?
I don't get it, but I have to look out for it.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just like,
black crowds.
Not just white people have to worry about what they say and how they say it. If you a black celebrity or if you a known black person, you have to walk on eggshells because you could say the smallest, slightest little thing and they gonna take you in and take you out back and throw stones at you.
Yeah.
The white people, if you fuck up with the white or the other races, they gonna throw stones at you. So it's like, you gotta figure out how do I fit in this little line where I gotta make everybody happy. And I'm finally at the point now where I'm like, fuck them, let them all be mad. All races. I'm just gonna do me for people that love comedy.
Yeah.
So if you love comedy, you my crowd.
Yeah. I just realized Bobby's got the undercover Black Panther hat. If you look under his bill.
Oh.
Look at that. Look under that. Look under his bill.
Lift it up. We're gonna tuck that down.
But if Bobby was in LA for like 2 years, he would be like so laid back, like, you know, let's go smoke some weed.
You relax, Bobby.
Am I laid back?
Yeah.
Bobby,
thought
calm
I was
down.
Laid back.
Calm down, dude.
All right, I'll calm down.
Bobby, calm down, man. We're here with friends, all right, Bobby?
It's the best Bobby impression of all time.
All right, I'm gonna do the whole
It's double fisting Bobby.
Excuse me? Oh, come on, Jess. Don't say that.
It's kind of Kermit the Frog mixed with another Muppet.
Before you talk, you have to say, this is Bobby. So I know who's
who. Hold on. This is Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
And we're here on the podcast. Thank you all so much for all you do. It's cool.
Thanks, Bobby.
Sammy Davis Jr.
I'm so glad, Bobby. This is great because now he can hear both of y'all do it.
That's beautiful.
No, hey, well, both of y'all say something, and then we're gonna see if they can tell the difference between who said what.
All right.
Okay. Here, both of y'all say, "Hi, I'm Bobby Smith, and I'm on the Public Access podcast."
We're not gonna tell y'all who's going first.
Okay, ready?
Shut up. I'm pregnant.
All right. Nice. All right, Bobby, go.
Man, I don't know what to say. I'm sorry, Regan. What'd you say again?
Hi, I'm Bobby Smith, and I'm on the Public Access podcast.
I'm pregnant. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm so confused.
Y'all know it was the same person, basically. I wish we would have videoed that.
I'm about to go get me a nasal strip and come back.
Dope, man. It just makes you.
No. You gonna play me if there's ever an audio movie about me?
An audio movie?
That's you.
Or a cartoon. We're gonna do like a cartoon.
Yeah, there you go.
We do Baby's Kids, like how they did.
Why can't be Baby's Kids?
Well, because Harris died. Mm-hmm. Robin Harris died, and they had to do it. It's got no racist.
I got you.
All right. So when we do, all right, nothing. When we do the Boondocks, they cast you, and then you're too famous and rich. It's like Eddie Murphy. When Eddie Murphy plays Donkey on Shrek, but then for the video
now
games.
Now I'm a donkey?
No, donkey dick.
Oh, okay, that's okay. Racist. That's better. That's better.
When
I take that kind of racism, they call me donkey dick.
Did you not? Okay, so Eddie Murphy does Donkey on the Shrek movies, but right. When Donkey from Shrek is on video games and like lesser things, like they pay this white guy that does an Eddie Murphy impression because they can't afford fucking Eddie Murphy.
Or if they got to do some pickups. Yeah.
So I'll do that for you, Bobby. When you make it big. Then
I'll play your voice.
Yeah.
Then what
when
you
say fuck, I'll be like funk. Like for
the cable edited version, yeah.
What, the motor scooter?
You got to be a stupid mother scooter to get fired on your day off.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because Faison Love did Robin Harrison Bailey's Kid.
Yep.
So are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
He's probably like 12.
Not again,
right?
Yeah. Hey, kid, you look fat. You're like, Robin, come over here.
Baby's Kids is a classic in my book.
I saw that in the theater.
Me too.
Yeah. The last time I came to this house, I had sex with a cowgirl. And last time I was at this studio, I had sex with a cowgirl.
It's a studio. It's a house. It's cool.
Well, it's a studio that's...
It's been converted.
Yeah. It's anyway.
You've been here?
It's the F-stop.
Yeah, the party?
Here?
No.
Did they
know about it? Oh, nothing. Never mind. It's really great to be here, y'all.
Did y'all have a party when we weren't here?
Oh, no.
Is this the house you brought me to?
No, this ain't the one.
Oh!
It was across the way. It was at George House.
Oh, George, so you've been here.
Yes,
you across have been the no. To
George
building.
Lives right there.
George
yeah.
Is right
okay,
there.
So you have been here.
Are y'all fucking with me right now?
No.
George, other fellow comedian, lives... Right there, like
across the hall. I came with you, right?
Yeah.
I'm serious. I'm being serious.
I ain't never took you to no party.
What the fuck?
I thought you was joking.
I came to this house somewhere.
Yeah, because George lives another comedian lives right next to me.
Yeah.
I can't tell if y'all fucking with me right now.
No, for real.
Yeah. I mean, I can go grab him right now.
I'm laughing at Bobby.
Wait, are you being for real?
I'm being dead serious, bro. Bro, I'm dead serious.
Oh, nah. We ain't went to no party. That wasn't me. Yeah, that might have been Blair.
Wow, that's racist, man. I could tell you apart from
that was
Blair.
Racist of me to make him out to be a black person.
The black guy.
Yeah.
No, man.
Yeah, I was. We know what's up. We know what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are the most non-racist city in Texas, San Antonio.
We're a stew pot.
And we're racist as fuck.
Yeah, we're jambalaya.
I guess that's true. I would go so far as to say we're the most non-racist city in all.
King Ranch chicken.
Because you go further south, like in the valley, they're racist down there. North, there are going to be races up in Dallas, Fort Worth up there.
Austin.
And San Antonio, there's too many Mexicans.
Yeah, I would go.
Mexican people are racist.
Austin, we're going to talk about Austin later. We're going to talk about Austin later. They're definitely more racist than San Antonio.
Black people and Mexicans bond in San Antonio. It's like
we got the biggest MLK march in the country here.
Yeah.
It's that simple. Yeah. That's okay. We're going to talk about that later, though.
Well, this is the thing. This is how I approach racism. If me and you are hanging out,
yeah,
you could be the biggest racist in the world.
Yeah, I am.
But if me and you are talking about positive, productive work, whatever we doing.
Sure.
If it's, I'm not gonna ever go there. My mind ain't gonna be like, well, is he a racist?
Yeah, right.
I could care less. Whatever you do in your private time, so just like if somebody's an asshole or if somebody is an asshole or this or that, it's up to how much energy I choose to give to that part of you or the positive shit. So I'm like, I don't notice the shit.
And see, that's what we're doing right now. Positive. Podcasting, promoting your name,
or even if it's just funny.
And I'm racist as fuck. Garza Cruz,
and that's cool.
2016 right wing conservative Tea Party.
Yeah,
but as long as your podcast is funny, you.
Yeah. Thank you, Charles,
and thank you. Bobby's known us for a long time.
Yeah, Bobby
has known us for like 10, 11 years.
Mm-hmm. And Bobby, I think, called me out as a racist within 10 minutes of meeting me.
Yeah, I used to do that. I used to play the black card a lot.
Yeah. You're so militant.
Yeah, I just noticed it under the bill. Yeah.
Nah.
Get that puma going.
Hey, y'all ever had this conversation? Huh? That's a LeBron James.
It's a lion.
Because he was lying to Cleveland about bringing them.
This is Cecil.
A championship.
It's Cecil.
Yeah, it's Cecil. So LeBron killed Cecil and then blamed it on that dentist. That's cool.
I don't think y'all are racist, man. I think y'all like bullshitting right now.
About not being racist?
Well, about being fold. Racist.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
I'm so scared of black people. I can't be racist.
Well, let's.
I bet you ain't scared of big booty black girls while you sitting over there fronting.
Nah.
Dancing experience. Be like,
hey, baby, put your mom on the phone. I just met a black girl. I'm never coming home again.
Dancing experience was with a big booty black girl.
That was your first dance experience?
Yeah,
Mo Ranch. It was a multicultural youth group. I was the president of my church youth group.
Yeah.
And it was this multicultural youth group conference at this like ranch. And of course, at the end of all these things, the last night they have like the dance. And so we had the Mexican churches from San Antonio, and then we had some black churches, Asian churches, Native American churches, and they all danced that last night. And all, you know, everyone was dancing. I was like, maybe like 14. I went on the dance floor. I saw this tall, big black girl.
Like Rasputia?
Who's Rasputia?
From Norbit.
Norbit. I saw that movie in the theater too.
Yeah. I'll show y'all how a bitch go down the slide. That's
all right. No, she wasn't that. She was just a tall, thick black girl. And I was like, I'm going to dance with her. And I danced with her the whole night. And I was just like, I could hang with this. I could do this, man. I could do this.
It helped your confidence.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Did you remember afterwards?
That was a church conference, man. Mm-hmm. And I don't even.
What did you say about that? Y'all like grind? Did you get a number?
No, I'm saying what you say earlier about the Christian thing. Like, oh, I went on your Facebook page and it was like Charles Allen, God this, God that. And then you walk in the door cussing. Like,
what's that motherfuckers?
He's a real Christian.
He's Christian. Yeah, that's cool. So did y'all grind and stuff?
A little bit.
At the church thing?
It's the last night. They allow it.
Were they playing like, let me ride that donkey?
Yeah. This was like 94.
So yes.
Whatever was popular.
Yeah, I went to a Catholic school dance.
They play hip hop?
Yeah, Catholic school dances because the DJ is playing what the kids want.
Well, then that would have been like the fucking rump shaker.
Not in 90. Wait, 94.
Come on, ride that train.
94.
Look at that girl, them Daisy Dukes
knocking
on
your goddamn door. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Daisy Dukes. Yeah.
Are you a Cleveland Cavaliers fan?
No. I'm a Spurs.
Do you watch
fan.
Basketball?
Yes, I do.
I'm a Spurs fan too. I thought you was a Cleveland Cavaliers fan.
Why would you say that?
Because you got like the Mon Shumpert flat top beard.
Got
the LeBron James hairline.
I get Harden all the time.
That's right.
Yeah, I get James Harden.
So you had the LeBron hairline.
I got Miami Heat LeBron hairline. All right, take the hat off. Let's see.
Fuck that.
Yeah, see? Yeah. George Foreman grill.
Everybody.
Fuck it.
There it is.
That's it.
Bobby, this ain't no video show. Bobby, you take your hair out.
There it is.
I got the best hairline in the game.
No, he got a good hairline. Yeah. I got a preceding hairline. My hairline's still growing forward.
I have a scar on my head, Rick.
Now I feel more at home.
Good.
Yeah, you should. Yeah.
Widow speak. Like,
yeah. Are you not bonding? Bonding.
This motherfucker breathe.
That's right.
We've all taken our hat. Well, Bobby hasn't taken
his hat. My hat's been off the entire time.
From Crockett to Kansas to L.A. to San Antonio, Charles, we're very happy to have you as a guest on the podcast. And Bobby, we're happy to have you back. And we're going to start talking about our topics right now.
All right. So this week's edition of Yeah, I'm Looking at That, a segment where I talk about the latest in movies and video games, and hopefully the enthusiastic reaction of friends and listeners would be, yeah, I'm looking at that. So this week, we're talking about this movie. It's hitting the festival circuits.
What was it again? What is it called again?
Yeah, I'm looking at that. Because when people hear it, that's what they go. They're like, yeah, I'm looking at that. That's what they're going to do. That's the enthusiasm.
The verbiage doesn't do justice to if you could see his face. Yeah, I'm looking at that.
Yeah, it has to be. It has to be real.
If you could imagine somebody eating the most delicious hot dog they've ever tasted in their life, like it was so goddamn good.
That's right.
How he was like into it. I want a hot dog.
So for this week's edition of Yeah, I'm Gonna Look Into That, we're talking about a festival movie called Remix, Remake, Ripoff. And it is a documentary about the Turkish movie culture from the late 60s and 70s going on to the early 80s. In Turkey, there are no copyright laws. They're non-existent. Here, if someone samples a song without someone's permission, they can get sued, get a cease and desist, stop. If there's an idea that's too much like another idea, they can get sued, cease and desist, stop. The term "don't give a fuck" gets thrown around so liberally Turkey is the textbook definition of don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck who they're ripping off and whatsoever. So they've been doing this since the late 60s, late 70s, 80s, and it's as a very cult movie scene where there's ripoffs of famous films like Star Wars, Indiana Jones, Rambo, Wizard of Oz, E.T., and they are – the other thing about Turkey is that they have no money. They have zero money. So part of the ripoff is that they'll have a concept. For example, there's this movie called Body, B-A-D-H-I, and it's Turkey's E.T. The plot's the exact same thing as E.T. They use the music from E.T., straight up John Williams fucking E.T. music, but it's this cheap, low-budget E.T. ripoff. The alien is papier-mâché. He looks like a turd with, like, turd vibrator fingers, and he just looks like this walking pile of crap, like, made out of papier-mâché, and then they super low money to make it, and all the hard shit, like the special effects, the music, they just straight-up rip it off from the other movies. The Turkish Star Wars, the movie's called The Man Who Saved the World, and they just basically take all the space scenes from Star Wars and they green screen dudes on top of it. So rather than like do their own special effects, they just straight up show scenes from Star Wars. And since there's no copyright laws,
makes sense to me.
They can't tell them to stop. And like, oh, what kind of music are we going to use? We're just going to straight up use the music for Star Wars. This movie's about whatever. I'll just use the music for Star Wars for that movie too. And so this movie Remix, Remake, Ripoff is about that whole era. These actors that were in it, they would star.
Oh, is that era? They don't do it anymore?
They kind of don't do it really anymore, okay. No. But like their predominant movies are like 60s, 70s, 80s. These actors and these directors that are in the movies, they would star in like 500, 1,000, 1,500, 2,000 movies. Fuck. And they interview this guy. He's like, I was like in 800 movies. That's nothing. I'm a nobody. They're like porn actors almost. Yeah, they've been in thousands of movies, and they remember every single one. It was this huge thing. So this documentary is about that era of movies. And I just love – they're so like funny, like just how much they get away with it and just how like – you know, it's so great. Like Turkish Rambo, Turkish E.T., Turkish Star Wars. Google it, YouTube it. It's all easy to find. But this movie – Remix, Remake, Ripoff looks pretty interesting because it's all about it. So,
do they have a Turkish Friday?
No, I don't even think it carried that far.
Damn.
Yeah, that would
cool. Be off the chain.
It's called Tuesday.
Yeah. and the audacity of these people, again, don't give a fuck. They just don't give a fuck.
Right.
Like, there's a guy going through all these albums, and he's got like an album, and he'll hold it up, and he go, look, Raiders of the Lost Ark, and it's the Raiders of the Lost Ark. He's holding an album. He's like, all right, Raiders of the Lost Ark. He flips it around. It's the Turkish Indiana Jones. He goes, nope, it's the music for Indiana Jones. They made it just for us. You made these movies so we can take them up and rip them off and show them to our people. That's their, like, so does philosophy.
Does that mean Turkish people are just lame? They're just not creative at all? Or they just...
Yeah, well, they get the creativity is how much money they, like, how little money they use to recreate something big. Oh. Like, they're making these huge movies, and granted, they're stealing the music and everything, but it's almost like very, like, a... Like very YouTube quality movies. Like you see kids kind of like, I'm gonna make my own Jurassic Park, and they take toy dinosaurs, and it's like that. But that's their fucking movies,
right?
Yeah. So that inspires the first topic for the podcast tonight, and the topic is what is your favorite ripoff, right. And that can apply to whatever you'd like. It could be a movie, a book, or a song, a band. You know, a lot of things are derivative. People say there's nothing original anymore, and that might be the case. So everything's a ripoff of a ripoff. If you kind of break it down. So the question is, what is your favorite ripoff? And so in the spirit of Turkish movies, my favorite the other culture that's great at ripping shit off is Italy. Italy movies just rip shit off like hardcore, especially in the 70s, 80s. If something was successful, they would make another version of it. The big thing about zombie movies back in the 70s and 80s was that George Romero's Dawn of the Dead was a huge hit, and so the thing was to make more zombie movies, and they made a fuckload of them. There was a movie called Cannibal Holocaust. Wow, this makes a lot of money. There's a shitload of cannibal movies, etc., etc. Italy also makes great action movies, and there's this one movie. It is one of my favorite movies of all time, and doesn't mean that it's good, but it's called Strike Commando.
Yes,
it is the funny. It is a ripoff of Rambo and Strike Commando. The actor's name, he's American. His name is Reb Brown. And this motherfucker runs circles around Sylvester Stallone in terms of buffness, in terms of manliness, and in terms of just sheer passion. Stallone's got passion, but not like Reb Brown has passion. This guy kind of sucks, but you wouldn't think he sucks because of how fucking much he believes in himself when he's in these movies. He's the hero. He's the guy saving everybody. He has this little Filipino boy dying in his arms, and he gives this heartbreaking speech about how, you know, don't worry, before you die, I'm going to take you to Disneyland. The trees go cotton candy, and there's popcorn on the ground, and there's free candy everywhere. And then the kid dies and lets out this great scream. There's lots of fucking machine gun fire. This villain's Russian, and they have, like, one of the best fist fights in any fucking movie you've ever seen. Strike Commando is by far the best ripoff movie of all time and one of my favorite movies of all time. I highly, highly, highly recommend you YouTube or find Strike Commando. It is a classic. Yeah, you gotta look into that. That's the whole. That's what
Rambo's
you gotta do
already there. Intense as it
you
is,
ain't
so.
Seen shit till this. This movie is so. Fuck Rambo. Rambo's a pussy.
Wow.
This guy is pure stealth. And, man, he gets shit done. Strike Commando, fucking best ripoff.
See, you made me change my answer because my original answer was Iron Man because he's just a Batman ripoff. He's a rich guy who doesn't
right
have any
okay.
superpowers.
All right.
Batman
came out before.
No, I can't. He's good.
Batman
came out in 1939. Iron Man came out in 1959.
Like, yeah.
20 years later. So billionaire guy with no superpowers, makes his own powers, has his own toys, right? Has daddy issues, right?
Yeah, Iron Man's a bad rapper.
But because you reminded me, this surpasses it by a million times.
Yeah.
My favorite ripoff is Samurai Cop, which... Samurai Cop is a terrible movie.
We just saw it
for my birthday. Thank you, Joel and Jen, for bringing it over. It is a Lethal Weapon ripoff. The guy, coincidentally, the director was Turkish, and he said, I can make a better Lethal Weapon movie. So he got this brunette Fabio looking dude, look like, you know, a Chippendale guy from, you know, the 90s to star in his movie. And he basically played, you know, Mel Gibson's role. And then he got this guy named Washington, this black dude who was the stereotypical black sidekick partner, like trying to be Danny
Glover. Wisecrack a little bit.
Wisecracking. All big dick jokes and black ass jokes. And they were terrible. Awful, awful. And it is the funniest shit you'd ever. If you're a fan of bad movies, like Strike Commando is fairly decent compared to Samurai
and
Cop.
And I will give it that. Yes. I think Samurai Cop is a worse movie in terms of how it's
terrible.
Made.
You can't follow it. You don't understand. Halfway through the movie, the lead character has a wig because they stopped producing the movie. And the guy's like, okay, I'm going to get a haircut because Samurai Cop is over.
Well, yeah, it's Samurai Cop.
Samurai Cop.
Yeah, he fucked that movie.
Long, awkward sex scenes, right?
Yeah.
And
awkward. There were good sex scenes, man. They were the best scenes in the movie.
You don't change positions when you're making out. They're making out in the bed, Bobby, right? Yeah. And then he turns her over and starts kissing her shoulder. They weren't even fucking.
Won't let me finger that pudding.
Bobby's so Jamaican.
I wish people could see Bobby. Oh, my God, man. This dude is so much.
You'll jerk her chicken.
What? What the fuck is
that? Was my Bill Cosby. That sounded Jamaican.
Do it again.
That your Bill Cosby, Bobby?
You're not going to let me finger that pudding.
Jamaican.
That sounds like Jamaican.
Bill Cosby is Jamaican.
That's still better than your Jamaican. You sound Russian.
You sound like a Jamaican. Like,
you sound the crime lord and predator.
Let me fuck your pussy, boy.
All right, what are we talking about?
So Samurai Cop's my favorite ripoff.
All right,
what's your favorite ripoff?
My favorite ripoff is the TV show called Arrow, which is about Green Arrow, who's just friggin' Batman as well.
Yeah.
In this show, he's just a rich dude who learns martial arts on an island, and because he's a billionaire, can get every sort of thing. He just buys a bunch of stuff.
Right.
Why does everybody rip off Batman?
Well, it's DC. Well, it's also DC, too. It's DC Comics, yeah.
So it's it's rich dude, learns martial arts, has a bunch of $1 billion, and then apparently he's like, I'm going to make arrows that can download viruses on the computer. Parents died. His dad died.
Yeah, well, they're dead.
Mom's still alive. Dad died.
All right.
Billionaire who decides to shoot arrows that do everything.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to shoot an arrow that, explodes and freezes and shoots a net. And
it's good, though?
Actually, I kind of like it.
It was entertaining.
It's my favorite ripoff. Because, like, 3 episodes in, I'm like, this is Batman. I'm just watching Batman. Yeah. I kind of like it. Like, for a TV show, especially coming from the CW, it's a very good action-packed.
It's on CW.
Yeah. It's an action-packed, well-produced, and they say, I was digging into things way too much, though.
Is it as good as Daredevil?
No, not even close. All right, it doesn't hold a candle.
Yeah, everybody likes Daredevil.
It's so good.
Daredevil. It was good.
All right, what's y'all's favorite ripoffs?
You look like the actor dude, man. I can't think of his name.
I have been told that I look like Forrest Whitaker.
Forrest Whitaker, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Idris Elba.
Forrest Whitaker is nice. Like the dude with the, mm-hmm. the sleepy eyes.
From Fast Times.
Forrest Whitaker. Like he took NyQuil and DayQuil at the same time.
I didn't know you had a lazy eye.
It's because of my lazy eye that people... They...
Nah.
Yeah. No, it's another actor, man. You look like him.
Dean Cain.
No, I ain't trying to flirt or nothing like that. Don't get...
Who's your favorite ripoff?
It got to be Bruno Mars. Bruno Mars is like Bruno Mars is like everybody. Michael Jackson if he had yeah. two good parents.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he's well rounded.
Wow.
He don't have that passion to be like, you know what I mean? Like he's like a watered down Michael Jackson because he don't have a nigga beating him with a belt chasing him out on stage. So his shit is a little watered down.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson had the fucking moonwalk because he was running from the belt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like so I would definitely go with Bruno Mars.
All good answer.
He's like Michael Jackson with Carlton from the Fresh Prince's yeah. dancing
yeah.
ability.
Well,
you know
Filipino,
what I mean?
Right?
Like, if Michael Jackson could dance like Carlton from the Fresh Prince, bro, he would be Bruno Mars like all day. That's my
maybe
favorite.
Filipino,
I don't know if I have
Filipino.
To go into, I don't know a lot of his music.
No,
but
you don't have to.
You're absolutely
answer.
Right because Uptown Funk's real like Prince, Morris Day and the Time
yeah,
kind of.
Yeah.
And then that song sounds like Sting,
yeah.
that Jamaican song.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. I
but
got
just
you.
Imagine,
I would say more Prince than Michael Jackson, though.
No, yeah, he's a good. Imagine if Michael Jackson couldn't dance, or if he was like well-rounded.
He's half the dancer that Michael Jackson was.
Not even half. That's an insult to Michael Jackson. If you would like watch Bruno Mars dance moves, he danced like to people that can dance. He's like Carlton from the Fresh Prince.
That's hilarious.
So imagine if Michael Jackson daddy wasn't like hitting him with the belt. Like,
all right,
no,
yeah,
we
yeah,
gonna
yeah.
get this dance move.
Like if a Michael Jackson like pussy, he'd be Bruno Mars.
There you go.
I don't even know. I don't know enough about Bruno Mars to say that. I don't know. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah, Bruno Mars looks like he fucks. Bobby.
Nice segue.
I got two. One is the easy one. Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rip off Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan spoke Italian?
Well. Huh?
Yeah. Michael Jordan spoke Italian?
Nah, Mike didn't speak Italian. He just talked a lot of shit.
Have you seen that video where they show half of right. Michael Jordan's moves and then it turns into Kobe Bryant's it's moves like, and they do the exact
but
same
But have you
thing?
Seen them like, do Michael Jordan and that random works. Basketball player?
Oh, did they do that?
They too? Just to show that you could, with editing, you could do that.
Cool.
Yeah, they picked some dude from the Utah Jazz or something. To just
do y'all know how, like, when you have an obsessed fan,
yeah.
or if a fan is obsessed with an actor or whatever, like,
right.
they are so freakishly alike the person that they like. Like, let's say I'm obsessed with Denzel Washington.
Right.
They get so into it that it's like, oh, this something's wrong with this person. With Kobe Bryant, to piggyback on him, Kobe Bryant, if you watch him walk down the court, he would chew his gum like Michael
Jordan.
Michael
Jordan.
He would walk like
Michael Jordan.
He would, the video you talking about, they pinned in where Kobe Bryant was basically asleep at night. Like, imagine he was fucking Michael Jordan's wife. Like, it was that bad.
Juanita?
That's deep.
Well, I'm pretty sure
no
a lot
pun
of
intended,
us was.
Damn.
8 deep, 24 deep.
That's who's the second one?
Who's the second one?
Y'all might not know this.
Are we supposed to have two?
No,
no, Bobby just had two.
I had two. I couldn't, like, VR Troopers and Power Rangers.
Yeah.
VR Troopers.
Yeah. Y'all might not know what that
no,
is.
No, VR Troopers.
VR Troopers.
VR Troopers is, yeah.
So tell why. Why were they your favorite?
I thought VR Troopers was tight. I mean.
What were they on?
They were on the same channel. They're owned by
really?
The same family. The whole thing
wow.
about Power Rangers and the whole, every Power Rangers S thing, it's all owned by one company because in Japan, those shows, the original action is like third, they have like 30 years of shows that all they have to do is just videotape, you know, the new American yeah. version. But all the action and all the monsters, they got 30 years to pull from. So, okay, this generation of Power Rangers is OG Power Rangers. Yeah. And then like a decade later, but to kids, it's only like a couple years later, they're like, oh, they look different than the original Power Rangers. They're VR Troopers now.
Wow.
And so, but
okay,
like,
I remember VR Troopers.
In Japan, they're all part of the same universe.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't VR Troopers have more black people? No.
They
well,
had
that's
one
the
black.
Thing.
And one out of three was
they
black.
They can make
so
it whatever they
that's
want.
That's why the
to
show
America.
Didn't make it.
Percentage wise, right. yeah, they had more
yeah.
black people.
That's why the show didn't make it.
One black guy, but it was percentage wise.
You gotta have one.
33% black.
Yeah. Good answer. What about Facebook? So what did Facebook answer?
Let's see.
Who was your favorite Power Ranger? Zach? Did it have to be Zach?
Samson Portillo.
I don't
want to
say Zach, but yeah, it was Zach.
I didn't want to say Zach.
No, at least you had a Power Ranger.
Yeah.
There wasn't no brown Power Ranger. I like the Yellow Ranger when she turned black.
Oh, right.
Nice,
right.
Nice. Yeah. I like the Yellow Ranger that's already black. Little yellow bones.
I like red bones.
Samson Portillo said Parker Lewis can't lose. Which was...
That's a Ferris Bueller knockoff. Yeah, sure. That's a great knockoff.
Justin Wilcoxon said, I like beer at Spurs games. It's delicious, but not quite the ripoff. So he's talking about a ripoff as far as getting ripped off.
Tell him we have LaMarcus Aldridge, so he should be happy with anything that says Duncan San Antonio ripoff. Spurs.
You feel me? You said you a Spurs fan. You know
what Bobby just said? He's a what? Tim Duncan
LaMarcus
ripoff.
LaMarcus Aldridge is a Tim Duncan ripoff.
I got to take it for the next season, though, right? I'm cool with that.
Yes.
I'm cool with having two Tim Duncans on the same team.
Good. Me too.
Die hard. Like, I've
all
been
day.
A Spurs fan since Manu Ginobili. Talk about knockoffs.
I've been
Ginobili
a Spurs fan since Maurice Cheeks.
Negro was the greatest Manu Ginobili that's knockoff funny. Of all yeah, right. Spurs time.
It was the Manu Ginobili prequel.
Yeah.
So Alfred Perez said most notable but not favorite is Hunger Games because it is a Japanese novel ripoff of Battle Royale. Mm-hmm. And the Japanese creator just shrugged and essentially said, screw it, let it be. Lucky bastard. So if he doesn't give it crap, he won't give it anymore. So,
yeah. Lady said, goes, oh, I've never read that book.
Is Mortal Kombat a ripoff of
Street Fighter?
No. Big Trouble Little China?
Okay.
Yeah, yes, very, very much so. Yes.
So
very,
I was going to say Eternal Champions is a good ripoff of Street Fighter.
It's a good ripoff of Mortal Kombat.
Berto Garcia says, there were these Air Jordans back in the late 90s that were white with black shiny material on them. My grandmother went to Mexico and bought me a knockoff pair called Air Thunder Skyman. True story. So those are ripoffs.
That's awesome. We need to get him on the show.
Air Thunder Skyman.
Right, where are you at?
Berto's in Corpus. He'll
Berto.
Be on the show.
Yeah, we should have Berto on the show.
They're going to let you have sex with the girl across the hall and act like they don't know who the fuck when it happened. But it's,
well, she's a ghost, so what the fuck do we care? Yeah.
The ghost.
Robert Rodriguez says the 1983 movie You're the Hunter from the Future. Unlike most Italian genre films of the 80s, it wasn't a knockoff of any one type of movie, but rather took elements of all the post-apocalyptic films, Star Wars, and sword and sorcery films.
Nice.
Add that to unconvincing dinosaurs, cave mummies, and pterodactyl hand glider, and you wind up with one of the strangest and most fun Italian knockoffs ever made. So as in Y-O-R, that's the name of the
I'm
dude.
I'm going to look into that.
The Hunter from the Future.
Of course, Robert Rodriguez would know rare movies.
That's not the same Robert
Gabriel
Rodriguez.
Gabriel Diaz says, any Hill Country Fair product that turns out to actually be good.
Yeah, oh, man. Fucking Captain Vitamin.
Gregory Pierce says, Willow. Nothing like George Lucas saying, oh, I can't have the rights to the Lord of the Rings. I'm going to do it myself.
Yeah.
Caleb Cromer just put up a picture of Mac and Me.
Yeah, I already know. Yeah, yeah.
Of course. For E.T.
Yes.
Mac and Me was great, by the way.
I love me some Mac
McDonald's.
And Me.
Mac and Me is the best dancing Baron of McDonald's scene in any movie ever.
Travis K says, we didn't eat there, but while driving to Las Vegas in New Mexico, there was a Bush League BS version of Whataburger called Lotsa Burger.
Yeah, I saw it.
It was
when
a hole in the wall
Mexico.
Place wow. with a triangle roof and purple stripes instead of orange. It was laughably bad.
Yeah, Lotsa Burger. Took a picture of it.
I wonder how good it is.
I heard it's the shit.
Oh, really?
Andrew Thomas says, Danny California by Red Hot Chili Peppers is a pretty decent ripoff of Mary Jane's Last Dance by Tom Petty.
Nice. Yeah.
JT Boulevard says, anything purchased from a roadside tienda in Mexico. Got a sweet pair of Rain Bands once.
Rain Bands.
Ray Bands.
Get a nice pair of Coney headphones from there.
Broglie's.
And James Wells says, Spaceballs. It's where I learned that the black and white stormtroopers have different cultural customs for combing sand.
Very nice.
Very nice.
So, Jess.
Yes. Remake ripoff, a documentary about Turkish films. Looks cool. It's in festivals right now, but you need not wait for to see the movies that inspire the movie. You can YouTube them. Turkish Star Wars, Turkish E.T., Turkish Goonies, Turkish anything. Just put Turkish whatever, and you'll come up with some good surprises. So, remake ripoff. Yeah, I'm going to look into that.
All right. Now it's time for another edition of Dad's Cornered.
Here we are on Dad's Corner, making dreams come true.
Stop counting coupons and get involved in Daddy's Corner, bitch!
All right, so I like to ask our guests, because I'm normally outnumbered. Bobby, do you have any kids?
I got stepkids.
Do you?
Yeah.
Right, cool. And Charles, do you have any children?
I do have kids.
How are your kids?
We might be here all night. I'm messing with you.
Damn. Shout out to my beautiful son, Charles Jr., and my daughter, Alicia.
How old are they?
Alicia's 15. Charles is 16. Y'all did a great job at the American Idol tryouts.
What?
I wish we could have did better, But that's all right.
They're an American
Keep on
Idol
pushing because your daddy love you.
Are you doing Bobby voice?
That's awesome. What did they sing? For real.
I don't remember what they sung, but I got it on video. I took them to audition. Yeah. They didn't make it. It was like a lot of very talented people. They did really well.
Good.
My kids are teenagers.
That's great to hear. Yeah, my daughter's 10. My son's 5. So it's
so
it's,
you kind of know where I'm coming from.
I'm looking forward to teenage years. I mean, I'm enjoying.
They
them
get
their
way
babies.
More. They get way more awesome, but they get way more opinionated.
Because you have a boy and a girl too. Oldest is a girl. Youngest is a boy. Yeah, it's exactly how my setup is. See, I'm still
yeah kid.
Nope.
No, it's just me and you. Yeah, and then step kids. How old are your step kids?
10 and 12.
He could. Wow. I seen him around awesome, his step kids, and he's mature beyond his years.
Yeah.
This is the thing about being like Bobby is a gift and a curse. I don't know. I'm gonna tell you just like I've been.
I'm listening.
Me and Bobby have never spent this much time together. Like this is the most time that me and him been friends for a long time.
But he finally get to know me.
We stay in touch. And I'm gonna tell you, like, this is how Bobby comes across to me. Like in the last 2 weeks, Bobby's the type of person, like. He's real, like, overly laid back.
Yeah.
So, like, if you, like, have a real good joke, and you be like, hey, Bobby, I'm finna tell you this. Oh, man, guess what happened? Blah, blah, blah. And you be all worked up and expecting Bobby to do the... to
jump up and down with you?
No, he ain't gonna do no tap dance. So, like, you gotta, like, if you have a really good joke and you bring it to Bobby, you have to, like, tone down your expectations. Because, like, even if it's like, you could tell, like, hey, Bobby, did you see when the shuttle blew up? He'd be like, yeah, that
am I snooked up?
But he'll be like, yeah, that was
DJ Quick.
this is the thing about.
I got to have it.
No, I was like right with it. Bobby scares me because he's so calm and so laid back. Because he the type of person, like, I have a cousin that's like Bobby that's real laid back. But when you push the right button, he whoop everybody ass in the room. Like, y'all know me. Like,
two days ago, Bobby murdered a woman and buried her in the woods off of 1604.
I've heard that before.
Bobby be making me, I be so off balance when I'm with Bobby. I'm like,
my ex-girlfriend used to say that. She's like, I'm scared that you just going to blow up one day and kill her.
But she don't say
family.
It anymore, right?
And now that bitch.
I haven't seen it in a while.
And now that bitch is getting served as menudo in a McAllen Mexican restaurant. Basically. Yeah,
that's real. That happens.
Nah, I'm chill, man. I'm chill.
I know you're chill.
He don't realize that. He's so chill that it's like, it's intimidating because I'm like, God damn, can I just really let go?
But to be fair about presenting a joke to Bobby, he's a comic and he's been a comic as long as we have. So I don't think he's going to like, because I don't either. If someone's running a joke past me,
I
break it down, I pause and I'm like, all right, so. Is that how you're going to do it on stage? Or you're just telling it to me? Okay, because that's kind of been done. I would change it to this. And
which is bad, though. I want to step out of that and just enjoy comedy.
But you can't.
I can't do that anymore.
You can't.
So to your defense, to his defense, how does Bobby act when he's excited? Because you've known him for probably longer than me. The same way he acts.
I go to sleep.
Exactly.
He's like a child on caffeine.
You don't know, like, if me and you were friends, I could tell when you get excited. Like,
and I'm
like,
trying to think. If I ever seen Bobby.
We've gone with Bobby to the Valley and stuff like that. We almost got murdered by a promoter.
Have you ever been like, just like, whoa? Like, just like.
Spurs camp.
Spurs
can't. Really? I love basketball. That's like my first passion.
If that's
before
your
comedy.
Excitement, then I would hate to see you depressed.
No, me and Bobby.
Suicidal.
It's bad. We've screamed, laughed in the car. We've had some experiences in the car, but it's
Larry
not as,
makes me laugh more than anybody in San Antonio.
Oh,
I'll put
thank
that
you,
out there.
Man, very much. Yeah, but it's because I'm
Larry,
not
you funny, though. I'll give you that. You
thank
funny.
You
trying to make cracks on my mustache, but it's
actually
go and get them in with that when you got
I'm,
me
I'm just getting you back for talking shit about the hairline.
What did I
say? Oh, my beard.
I didn't say nothing
about
you.
You started shooting slugs first.
When I walked in the door.
Yeah, you was getting on his beard.
I was actually complimenting you.
What'd you say? A midget could jump out of my beard?
It's a,
you know
it's
what?
A
that's
big
a compliment.
Beard.
And it is a big beard. He got a little mustache. It's fine.
Big beard, little mustache.
That's
okay.
That's y'all show. Y'all have a show together called
Big
Beard,
little
mustache.
Look like Zero from Grand Budapest.
You like the reserve lumberjack that didn't make it. Like, we'll come back and get you when we get back to the Christmas tree. You can't chop down a real tree.
Strike one. So we... But okay, real talk. So this edition of Dad's Corner, we're talking about toys that should
fuck
be made
you good,
into
but
movies.
I can scribble my mustache in your pussy, and it'll feel just like a long dick.
Strike two. You got one more.
What's happening?
I don't know.
Sammy Sosa swinging for the fences is what's happening. Man.
It ain't Sammy Sosa. It's somebody that can't hit that well.
I blame Jen.
Yeah, right. Gin and juice. You're straight up drinking gin and juice.
Yes, we are.
You're fitting the stereotypes. That ain't our fault. You brought the juice. And we had the gin.
I brought the gin.
So yeah. It's a mix of stereotypes.
Yes.
It's nice.
Yeah, wall unit. That's Mexican as fuck.
Yeah.
But okay, in this edition of Dad's Corner, we're talking about what toy needs to be made into movies, because I just recently showed the kids Transformers because it was on cable. And we had to explain
the
Michael Bay Transformers movie. We had to explain Autobots. We had to explain Decepticons. We had to explain you're supposed to laugh when he says you're more than meets the eye. Right. We had to point out that yellow Volkswagen is what Bumblebee used to be. And I didn't really watch Transformers that much as a kid. My wife did more. But I got those references.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
But one thing I realized, and this is why I brought it up as a question, is the way that licensing has gone from the 80s to today is Transformers were a toy first and became a cartoon. G.I. Yeah. Joe was a toy first, mm-hmm. then became a cartoon. Mm-hmm. Then they eventually became movies.
Yeah. The cartoons were made specifically. Yeah. To sell the toys.
And that's not like that anymore. There's very, very few toys that aren't licenses for movies. It's usually the movies are made first, the movies are made quicker, and then all of the toys are made, after the fact. And that's what I've noticed just being as a parent. Because there's that movie Home. Right. And right. you see the licensing. You see the licensing from that movie Home, because when he's angry, he's red. When he's sad, he's blue. When he's happy, he's orange. Right. And so all that makes me think is, all right, so you want to buy the sad Home figure is $4.99. You want to buy the happy ones, another $4.99. And that's all I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. Right. Then you have the Minion movie. Right. Mm-hmm. And then you have one Minion that
by the way.
Why is that?
Because they're Mexican.
You think so?
They say cucaracha and stuff. Like
they go mira, mira, mira.
All the funny words that they say are like Spanish words.
But I don't know. That's how I feel.
They're little yellow things that work in a sweatshop. They're Asian as fuck.
Yeah, and that movie's French, so they actually have like a skewed view of
racism.
Yeah, racism. Yeah, exactly.
But they, in my opinion, purposely made them slightly different. So you could, I want to buy a Dave. I want to buy a Kevin.
I want the skinny one. I want the short stubby one.
Short stop, eyes. It's all, mm-hmm. to sell the toys, right? So what do you think is a toy from your childhood or even now that hasn't been made yet? Do you think needs to be made into a movie? And my answer, even though it's my topic, I'm going to admit is a little bit of bullshit, but it's because I'm such a big fan of these toys, is Masters of the Universe.
Right.
Because the movie that was made with Dolph Lundgren and stuff really, in my opinion, didn't really go with the toy.
No, it didn't.
It was completely different. You know, they had Evelyn and Skeletor and Man-at-Arms and He-Man, but there were so many other motherfucking cool-ass toys that they could have incorporated. But instead, they made new characters so they can make new toys, and no one fucking bought those things. Where was fucking Orko? No, they had the little Danny DeVito-looking guy.
Yeah,
so I think it's due time that they remake Masters of the Universe and keep it closer to the weird, homoerotic fucking 80s cartoon with some Shira shout-outs, and that's what I think they need to remake, is Masters of the Universe.
They didn't have two versions of that? There's just one?
Just one. I think it's time they remake it.
You may not want to, you want to make a TV show of it?
No, a movie. They need to make a movie based closer on the toy. Because, again, the cartoon came out to
sell the toy, yeah. And the toy had its own, I mean, that was the whole thing. The toy is a toy, it looks the way it is, but they have to create a story in a world to get you sucked up into the toys, and that's what the cartoon was. And the movie was like typical 80s movies where the people making the movie are like, well, people aren't going to want to watch that, so they want to make
it different.
Yeah, make a like a Hollywood movie or
and they're
trying
still
to
doing
make
that.
It make it sense.
They're
and they
still
doing
are
that,
doing
yeah.
that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly.
They would have to bring the cartoon back first.
I don't
remake the cartoon.
They kind of did, like in the early 2000s. They did bring back. It was just called He-Man, and then they brought back the toys, but it didn't go any further than that.
I don't know much about Pokemon. I just looked it up real quick, but I guess Pokemon started as a video game. I never knew that. And then it became
a card game.
No, it started as a video game,
and then they made the card game
after the video game
because Magic had just happened.
And apparently the guy who invented Pokemon was a bug lover, and he liked collecting bugs. I just learned that right now.
You.
So I was like, that's interesting. My answer for toy that should be turned into a movie are Muscle Men. There are these plastic figurines.
Oh, fuck yes!
Do you guys remember those things?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
This was the first and last thing I ever stole as a child. When I was like 5 years old, I stole some of these from Albertsons, lied to my mother later about it.
I want to see that movie about Muscle Men.
But I just like, because they got like crazy characters and stuff, like this dude. Like, they had, like, all sorts of, like, weird sort of, like, lizard men.
They were fucking awesome. Yeah. Yes.
And I just want to see that, like, in its own universe of these guys fighting and this wrestling thing. But with CG now, what they can do these days, like, look at the Fantastic Four movie. They got, like, the thing now. It's, like, everything's CG.
So,
like,
would you want it the way the Transformers were made, where it was, like, two, like, movie stars were not connected to the Muscle Men, but then the Muscle Men were CG and they interacted with the movie stars?
I don't know. Well, there are guys who look like men. Like, there are dudes who look like humans. Like, some of the fighters...
The standard ones were, like, regular, like, looking wrestlers.
Like, there were some dudes that just look like dudes. Like, there were some very normal dudes, but then you have a dude made out of soccer.
Why are they all flesh-colored?
I don't know. It's just cheaper to produce, probably.
They're Japanese toys originally.
Why
are they all peach?
They at the MUS... CLE guys, I think that'd be really cool. Actually, I haven't even looked up.
Good answer.
Oh, millions of unusual small creatures lurking everywhere.
Yeah, that's what it stood for.
MUSCLE. Millions of unusual small creatures lurking everywhere. So, yeah, that is what I want made into a movie.
What about you, Jess?
There's these really cool toys called Mad Balls. And Mad Balls is actually, I wanted
Monster Balls?
They were like little monster balls, little like foam, like Nerf material, like hard Nerf material, but they made them like really ugly. So like the first Mad Balls, like an eyeball, but they had like a face and then these gargoyles and shit like that.
They had like footballs.
Yeah,
or something.
I love
those too.
Mad Balls. I loved them.
When you bounce them, their expression changed to something like
that. No, they were just hardcore, just really cool foam.
Yeah. Monster balls. I had the one with a horn.
In a very Garbage Pail Kids kind of monster way, like I think those would be like a really cool, like a Gremlins type of movie.
Good answer.
But with Mad Balls, and I've always kind of thought that would be a really cool
movie. The one
funny
with the horn was
known
as Hornhead.
Well, that's who
dude,
I had.
Dude, the green one with the eyeball popping out, that was my jam. I fucking absolutely loved.
I like the eye.
Yeah, and like with practical, no CG, it's gotta be practical monster, movie
like
monster
garbage
magic,
pail
like
kids.
Garbage
Pail Kids. It's pretty terrifying when you think
it would be. That's what would be fun. It'd be like a PG-13 Gremlin style type of horror movie, and they'd have these cool little monsters, but they're mad balls, and they'd fly around, and they'd fucking scare kids. They'd just get into mischief. They wouldn't like kill anybody. They just fuck shit up, really, is what they would do. like Mad Ball's purpose was just like, it's the whole Ren and Stimpy philosophy. It's just kids love boogers and farts. I love those toys because they were just gross little toys, and that's all they existed to be for. Yeah.
It's not really a toy, but I'm like a video gamer. I'm a gamer.
And right on.
I don't know if y'all play Clash of Clans. If y'all have ever
I don't,
heard of
but
Clash
I know what it is.
Clans.
Yeah, I don't play, but yeah, I know what it is.
Okay, so anybody who is a fan of Clash of Clans, I feel like that would be a good movie just because in Clash of Clans, you have to come up with loot. You got to come up with loot to build up your kingdom. That's the gist of the whole game.
These guys.
Clash of Clans.
So
like you play it on your phone, right?
Yeah. That would be like the greatest comedy movie of all time because I've thought of some of the stuff I've did to try to get loot. I got so addicted. If you play the game, you know how addictive the game is and why they have commercials of it every 5 seconds. I don't know.
Are
why
you
I'm
in a clan?
Up. I am in a clan.
How big is your clan?
It's only four of us and we're all weak. But
what's the name of your clan?
We don't even battle. X-Clan 245 exclamation point. No, dollar sign. X-Clan 245.
Yeah.
X-Clan 245 dollar sign.
So
that's
if you play
clan.
Clash of Clans, you look up Charles's clan.
Yeah, y'all go Joe, help us out. Send us some troops. But I say this would be a good movie because the game is basically you have to come up with loot to build up your kingdom. And what movie doesn't feel like, oh, I got to get the money to get this. I think that would be like the greatest movie of all time because there's so much comedy that's there. Me as a comedian, I'm thinking comedically, some of the stuff that I've done just so I'm embarrassed to say this, but I have borrowed money so I could put money on my Clash of Clans account and upgrade my shit.
You're keeping those people in business.
Yes. So I could write a really good movie for Clash of Clans. It? If anybody from Clash of Clans, who was starring the movie? Definitely Bobby, because he ain't going to tell shit because he too quiet. So he'll be like the dude on the corner, like, yeah, you got the money. Go in the room. Go fuck her. That's okay. Go fuck her. Go fuck her. Give me $50.
Is that what happens in the game?
Yeah, in Clash of Clans?
No, it don't, but we would have a pimp in my movie. Got like, Bobby would be the pimp. Like, go in there and go
the
fuck
her. The movie's more about like the addiction
Bobby,
of Clash of Clans.
Bobby's the type, bro. You could murder 30 people and be on the goddamn witness stand, and the judge would be like, we call Bobby Smith to the stand. And he'd be like, well, I ain't telling shit. So everything... Anyway.
You ain't no snitch, Bobby. That's a compliment.
No. I know Bobby ain't no snitch.
I did snitch about you fighting at the comedy club.
I didn't.
He's so honest, Bobby.
You're so honest. Where's the bathroom? Anyway, Clash of Clans would be my slash cartoon slash video game turned into a movie. Bobby always got to bring up the bad stuff.
Oh, my bad.
It's too honest.
Bobby, what about
my
head?
All right, my two favorite toys as a child.
Two again?
Oh yeah, dude.
I want to hear both.
Bobby. It's all
well,
good.
One, I grew up, you know, Thundercats all day.
That's right.
So, man, that's an easy one. Nope. Yeah, that's an easy one. I heard Michael Bay rumors. It might not be true.
Nah. Is that right?
Yeah, no, nah, that don't. That,
might not be true. Right?
That's not true.
All right. So yeah, we need a Thundercat. I don't know why that was never done.
That's a good answer. I didn't even realize that they didn't make a Thundercat.
They did resurrect the, like, they do have a new cartoon.
Yeah, they have a new cartoon.
They did do that, yeah. So that's one step.
What channel that come on?
It was a Cartoon Network.
Oh, it stopped though? It didn't...
I think they only made a season. I don't know. But yeah, they definitely did resurrect it, and they had a new season of Thundercats, and I read it was pretty cool.
Okay. Good well, answer. I need to start a petition or something for that.
To get that shit started up again.
Yeah. My other one, this y'all might not know, from Ninja Turtles, it was a rabbit. On the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, Osaki Ojimbo.
Osaki Ojimbo.
I feel like they should have fed more into his story, and if he get, like, you know.
The samurai era.
Well, does he have his own comic?
Yeah, he was a comic. He was a comic under the DW. Well, I'm probably wrong, but yeah, he was in the same label as the Turtles. Yeah, he has his own comic, and it was a crossover. That's why he was in the cartoon. Osaki Ojimbo.
Just, like, no Ninja Turtle crossover, just Osaki Ojimbo.
His story, yeah. Because I had his toy, and I thought he was, like,
He was the shit. He was fucking awesome.
He was bad.
I was a Rat King fan. That was my dude. Remember Rat King?
He was kind of like in between. He wasn't bad. He wasn't
good. Yeah. I liked Hordak.
Yeah.
From Masters of the Universe. Rat King. All those in the middle. Okay. Switzerland. You know.
Yeah. I guess Rat King was cool.
Rat King was cool as fuck.
Rat King was cool.
Thundercats. And Usagi Ojimbo. Nice.
So what about Facebook? What did Facebook say?
Charles Haig says Mask. M-A-S-K. There's those, remember? They're the cars that turn in, they're kind of transformery.
Well, they wouldn't transform to like full blown robots, but they had the weapons.
Mask?
Oh, Mask. M-A-S-K. Yeah. They're like a picture of like
GoBots.
Yeah, like a nice hot rod car, but it had missiles and guns stashed in there. It was really cool.
Let's see. Alfred Perez says, I already got one in 1986. Transformers the movie.
Yeah.
Right, well, that's what I mean.
86.
Berto Garcia says, live action Teddy Ruxpin movie. Except in a Goosebumps.
That would be awesome,
Goosebumps
bro.
Type style horror movie.
That was already done.
That'd be dope.
Ain't Ted.
What, Chucky?
Ted!
Yeah. But now imagine if Ted was killing motherfuckers. If Ted was killing motherfuckers, that would be the dopest
what,
shit.
What, a killer stuffed
one.
Animal
they
movie?
Yeah. One. Well, that's kind of child's play. Yeah. But there's one with a teddy bear. I gotta
Through the Slayer album, the Rain and Blood album, and the Teddy Ruxpin.
Imagine if it was like, I don't know. That would be good, though.
Judson Cooper says The Slinky.
That's cool.
How are you gonna make a Slinky movie? Gregory Pierce says still waiting on that Stretch Armstrong movie. Hopefully sans Taylor Lautner.
I guess there's a porn.
No, I think he's ready to come back. I think Lautner's ready to come back as Stretch Armstrong. That's gonna happen.
Is that a real thing?
No, but I'm just saying.
Makes sense.
And there's one vehicle meant for him.
Travis K says Funko Pops. The whole movie will be them trying to counteract the fact that their adorable heads make them fall over.
That'd be
those giant heads.
Super Lego movie where you can just do all kinds of crossover.
Yeah.
You can have, McFarlane Horror Toys movie. So, like
Battle
movie
Ready.
So you just have every fucking movie
ever made,
but you also have Shaq, and you also have all the sports ones, and so you have Tony Dorsett. In the same
Battle
universe,
ready,
fighting Leatherface and like a Norman Bates
and like Battle Ready, like Little Red Riding Hood.
Yes,
that kind of crap.
McFarlane Toy Story.
Yeah, exactly.
Good. I would actually pay to see that.
There you go.
Andrew Thomas says his toy movie would be Anal Beads, Chain of Destiny.
Wow.
Charles Gomez says Mega Blocks, a straight to DVD original. So it's the Toy Story. I mean, the Lego ripoff.
Yeah, that's your GoBot. Yeah, Mega Blocks.
Mega Blocks. They're that's basically the
yeah. They're like the knockoff Legos. Yeah.
Shaggy from Poodle Slam says the Pet Rock movie.
You're so old, Shaggy.
The Pet Rock.
Travis K says my cousin Johnny says Hot Wheels, but I'm pretty sure that's just the Cars movie.
Yeah, just Fast and Furious. That's what they would be. That's what the Need for Speed movie was. It was just a Fast and Furious
Sean
movie.
Patrick Koch says Bop It.
Yeah.
That actually
JT Boulevard says Crossfire. You'll get caught up in the Crossfire.
No! That would be fucking awesome! That would be so
it's
fucking
Battleship.
Awesome.
That's all it is.
No, make it good, it, though.
Bop It would be like Saw.
Bop It would be like Saw.
Yeah, and Crossfire
would just
be like
fucking badass is what it would be.
It'd be a war movie.
It'd be a Crossfire!
Walter Campbell says Wonder Twins. Zan and Janna. Tommy Diebel says Battle Beasts.
Battle Beasts. Yeah.
He put up
a little picture
of Battle Beast. JT Boulevard says, holy hell, nostalgia overload. James Wells says, my John Cena action figure. Go watch Trainwreck.
Yeah.
Go watch Trainwreck.
Hey, so figure. What's up with why do people keep saying that about Trainwreck? Like, is it good or is it?
John Cena's just naked as hell in it.
And he fucks Amy Schumer.
Yeah. Like, he's super naked in it. Like, towel hanging off his dick.
Wow,
naked.
You like the spoiler of the year. But I love it because I'm probably not going to see it.
So. It's a pretty funny movie.
Muscle Man.
Monique Martin says, Gem, but real. And,
but a fucking real.
Oh.
Yeah.
And dope movie.
That's right, because they already made a movie. They're making a
they're
movie
They're making a
Gem.
Movie, and it looks like absolute horseshit.
Here, I'll read. I don't think you can read anything she said. But a fucking real and dope movie because I can't even deal with the pile of shite they slap the Gem name on. Also, She-Ra.
I feel you. I don't even like Jim, but I feel your pain.
And Nidia Huizar says, roller racers. Do you remember roller racers? Did anybody own a roller racer?
Yeah, Yes. No, I'd ride one of those like on an incline, like a steep.
These are mask toys. I don't know if you guys remember these.
Yeah, the mask toys are awesome. And they actually shoot rockets. Like, they actually, like, popped out.
So, yeah, that's it. That's Facebook answers.
Yeah, man. So, toys. I can see them making a Monster High movie. Mm-hmm. Those were toys first, right? But other than that...
That's really interesting. I didn't think of it that way. Because it was very... Well, now that you're older, of course, it's super transparent. Our parents knew that those cartoons were made specifically to sell
toys.
Those toys. And I think now it's coming to make the properties are already original.
They're making movies to make toys, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
With the exception of Monster High.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, make toys in the movies. Parenting. Fuck it.
Jurassic World. Dino Damage.
All right, here we go. Last topic in my topic in Hey, That's Not Funny, where we talk about stuff that's not funny. I'm talking about Austin's shrinking black community and their new hashtag, I Am Black Austin. So apparently, according to CNN and the Chamber of Commerce in Austin, back in 1930, Austin used to be 25% African American. 25%. That's a quarter of Austin's population used to be 25%. It now is only 8%, and they're saying it'll fall to 5% in just a few decades. And because of that, they're trying very hard to increase the black population in Austin with their new hashtag. They got a video. Chamber of Commerce is putting out stuff called hashtag. Yes. I'm not kidding. This is, I hate me some Austin, and this is perfect for me to hate on some Austin.
But how are they enticing black people to move to Austin?
I have no clue.
No, here's the thing.
Here it is. They're talking about the black community that was Austin.
So, like, wait, y'all saying black people are moving away from Austin?
Yes.
Yeah. So basically, the University of Texas cut their athletic program. Y'all, we need to get our athletes back.
That's like 4 of the 8% in Austin right now is the athletes.
Well, they're trying to do the video program and the hashtag and the black community.
Stay home unless you can score a touchdown.
What they're trying to do is entice. It's not so much just to bring and increase the black community. It's also to make them stronger, make it more of a voice, make it known that it's a presence. They're trying to like do very positive community things. It's like they're trying to show that I Am Black Austin, that Austin has a black presence.
Yeah.
They're trying to make that 8% as loud and powerful as possible.
They're trying to make black people loud?
It's just so
good
funny
luck with that, Austin.
Because I love me some...
Especially if he's only 8%.
Let's go to a movie theater.
God damn it.
ever since I was actually, in high school,
that was a very good one.
I realized that Austin racist. Was like a big high school because it's like, it revolves around
funniest racist jokes.
The University of Texas, and like I've always said, University of Texas is based off of oil money, specifically oil money and oil tycoons and lots of rich white people. And I love how Austin loves to say "keep Austin weird," but I like to always say is "keep Austin white." And upper segregated. Middle class. No, and specifically segregated. So this is hilarious. I think it's absolutely
is a funny topic to me.
It is.
I've had my worst experiences in life in Austin. Like, if y'all think I'm like that, you know, pro black or whatever, like, I've been kicked out of clubs for my pants being too baggy.
Are you serious?
Wow. I drove by several houses where I see Confederate flags just, yep. you know, on the doorstep.
And people love to say Austin's so progressive. Austin's
and
so.
And I love how people are saying that Confederate flag thing is new. Fuck that. That is so not new. If you see a Confederate flag, you don't think, oh, that person loves the South. No, that's like racist motherfucker, man. I thought that when I went to Florida. I'm sorry, but I'm with you.
Anyway, so I just think it is hilarious. I actually just randomly came across this story while watching the news at my parents' house. And I was like, this is serious? And I Googled it, looked it up, and sure enough, hashtag I am Black Austin. And this is out of a story that came out just, July 30th, a few days ago. This is a new thing that Austin's, Chamber of Commerce is pushing.
If I could just be candid about it, I could understand how the black people in Austin would want to have a voice.
Right.
Because there's not very many black people in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing I would think is,
But it's not the black community in Austin pushing that. Oh, it is?
It is. That's what I'm trying to say. It is.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It is the black community.
You made it seem like it was like the Congress, like the
It's the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, no, the black, it's very pushed by the black community
pushing this. Oh, they're trying,
I misunderstand.
It's a hashtag movement. They're trying to basically say or try to push that 8% has a voice. They had a voice. They had that history. Yes, to increase people. But like to kind of bring of awareness to the fact that it was 25%, now it's 8%. Where did they go? Why did they move? It's because of the house developments and kind of moving people in the right neighborhoods and bring up the fact that Austin's segregated and also East Austin were majority
was that Aaron Cheatham
live,
on the video?
But underneath, right underneath that's where all the Hispanics live, and it's very much like low income housing, Mexicans, predominantly Mexican, and then right above that, black housing. And then everything else is like all your
white people.
Keep it weird, keep it fresh, and all that stuff. And that's what the
fresh.
That's what the hashtag's trying to bring awareness is that
six.
The hashtag's trying to bring awareness and say, hey, we, you know, used to have a presence. We need to have that presence stronger. And it is to bring people. It is to bring it diversified. But it's also to say, hey, we're here
they're
too.
They're basically saying, hey, there's still black people in Austin.
Yes, exactly.
When you talk about gentrification, you're talking about the same
gentrification,
thing.
Like gentrification isn't just black neighborhoods.
It's not just black. It's
poor,
poor
neighborhoods.
Poor. Yeah, it doesn't matter what race people. You are. Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And they're doing that here in San Antonio. It's called Southtown. And,
exactly.
And so I whenever anytime I perform in Southtown, I'm like, I remember when this was just called the Hood. Now it's called Southtown just because he put up some paintings. It's weird.
Like, and then a lot of time people assume because you are from a certain part of a city, when you're from a poor part of town, people assume that you're not intelligent, that you can't keep up with society or that you're not this and that. But if you really do your research, you can go to every poor neighborhood in America, whether it's San Antonio, Austin, or everywhere else. Mm-hmm. There's intelligent people that are just as smart as anybody else in Beverly Hills or Miami, Florida, that can keep up with anybody else in the world. But America don't put their cameras on them because they want to view them as, oh, these are the hoods and the thugs and the people that's robbing you and the drug dealers. No, it ain't all about that. I done been in some of the worst hoods in Crockett, Houston, Los Angeles, Kansas City. I done been in some of the worst hoods, and I told them, hey, man, I'm a comedian. I'm trying to come up. I'm an entertainer and this and that. And they gave me more of the most positive feedback and more love than some of the people that consider themselves prestigious have ever given me because they look at me like, oh, let me lock my door. Let me hide my purse. They never took a chance to get to know me.
It's because no one's willing to perform in those neighborhoods, and so.
But the thing about it is,
appreciate that
they have that stigma when they go into that neighborhood. Oh, these people are going to be like this and that. But when you get to those neighborhoods, like, yeah, they think about some of the same stuff you think about, but because people won't open their minds and view them like an intelligent, productive American citizen, oh, let's get them out of here. So that's why a lot of people are angry in Austin and saying,
I am black Austin.
I am black. The reason why the hashtag exists is because these people want you to know, like, we are part of this whole growth of Austin as anybody else. Cause hell, we've been here for the last however many years Austin been here. Mm-hmm. That's why the hashtag exists. Cause like, hold up, don't shoo us out the door. Cause we the reason why y'all exist. Y'all like us when we scoring touchdowns and y'all want to be in our corner when we scoring baskets and putting us on the map when Kevin Durant going to the NBA. But then all of a sudden, this group of kids that's trying to come up in a basketball camp, oh, let's get them out of here. They dress like this and they listening to Wiz Khalifa and Kendrick Lamar. Oh, let's get them out of here. That's the reason why the hashtag exists.
Are they giving us money?
Austin, Austin, they're missing their black people in Austin. And that brings me to my question is, what do you miss most about the city that you live in? Is there something that is no longer in your city that you wish would come back, that's gone and you don't have it anymore? My answer is a restaurant called China Ho.
China Ho.
It was off of Nacogdoches.
Rest in peace.
They sold Sharpays.
It was, dude, I once swear I saw a skinned baby seal out in the front in the back of a truck. I'm not even kidding. Next to it was this fish market, and I swear there is a dead baby seal in the back of an old Ford pickup truck.
That's what you miss.
No, I don't miss that, but what if you guys said something and it just popped that memory back in my head?
Yeah.
Ho was this little hole in the wall Mexican restaurant. I mean, a Chinese restaurant. It would have been hilarious.
No, it is
it's Mexican. A Mexican restaurant now.
Yeah, it is a Mexican restaurant.
It was a Mexican restaurant then because Mexicans are the one making the Chinese food.
Yeah. Now they run the Greek restaurant right next to it,
which was called China Ho, which is hilarious enough. Just to be called China Ho. They made, the best orange and sesame chicken I've ever had in my entire life because it's not your, what you would normally think is orange or sesame chicken. It was a, like a hardcore Szechuan or style. I don't know. It was just unbelievable. This, orange chicken and sesame chicken that they had. You cannot find it anywhere. I've yet to find it anywhere else at any other restaurant made like this. It is unbelievable. We used to go there all the time. They used to know us and love us. They gave me plates from their restaurant when I moved to Colorado. They gave me plates so that I can take them to Colorado. They were that cool. I love that restaurant.
You said China Ho?
China Ho.
I was just making sure.
Like straight up like a whore from China. China Ho.
China Ho.
It was such a
great. Well, it was H-O. It didn't have the E.
No. Yeah, it was just Ho.
It don't matter.
Yeah.
It don't matter. China Ho, she fucking. I miss you so much. I miss you, China Ho. So badly. That is what I miss about my city.
What I miss
the China Ho.
China Ho.
And San Antonio is guilty of doing this to many malls. I miss McCreeless Mall. Yeah. I miss McCreeless Mall so much.
I like it.
I fingered so many girls.
God damn it.
At the Cinemark right there. Yes, sir. With an A. And we then ate a Chick-fil-A. I played Pit Fighter like a mug because I ate a jalapeno.
Yeah.
I played a hologram.
Yeah.
I'd go to Platters Records. I'd buy Technotronics, pump up the jam, Pearl Jam's 10.
Yeah.
Oogle at this poster of girls in thongs with ice creams on their butt. I'm like, I like it. I'd go to the caramel corn shop, get those corn balls, Camelot music with my black Jackal t-shirt. I fucking fingered girls at the
movie
theater.
Okay, that's what you're saying. Yeah.
For a dollar.
Yeah.
Right? It was the best. The Chinese restaurant, Chick-fil-A, Luby's, the pet store. I bought my salamander there, Orange Julius, Tito's Pizza, shout out Montgomery Ward's. I saw my first shoplifter. I miss McCreeless Mall. I'd walk to that motherfucker. Now it is an HEB Plus to all you guys not from San Antonio, Texas. HEB is our grocery store, and the Plus means they sell clothes.
It's like a super Walmart.
And insurance devil.
You can get a massage.
Yeah, you can get a hand job there. They have a ghetto-ass clothing store that still sells G-Unit.
That's New Braunfels and 37.
That's right, guys. So McCreeless Mall.
That's a great answer.
R.I.P.
To piggyback, I thought I was going to be unique in the sense that I thought I would be the only one shedding a tear over a Chinese restaurant, but I was wrong. I applaud Regan for giving shout out to China Ho. My jam was Win fucking Loy. Win Loy's been gone for years. Win Loy was a Chinese buffet on Walsham Road. They had the best chicken on a stick. They had the best egg rolls. The waitress was like this 50-year-old lady who thought I was a big boss because I'd always like
everybody had cash, and then I would pay with my card. They would pay me the cash, so they had presumed that I was paying for everybody. So the waitress and the manager assumed that I was the boss, and I was buying everybody lunch. So they gave me a triple plus treatment. I saw that lady on several dates in a movie theater. And
getting fingered.
Probably. And that those memories aside, I had a guy try to accost me at that restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
And – but it is a just a treasure of a Chinese that like so many pounds, pound for pound of fucking garbage Chinese buffet food in my belly from Win Loy. I miss that. And an honorable mention goes to Puffin Billy's. It was a burger restaurant also on Walsham Road. They had the Puffin Billy's Brown Bag special. It was five burgers, five sets of fries, five drinks. You get it for $5.99. Puffin Billy's.
We're so fat.
And it's just food.
Win Loy and Puffin Billy. I miss those motherfuckers so much. Yeah. So good. So good.
Bobby Ass Smith. I'm not going to say solo serve.
Because we got Ross now.
Why
yeah,
not?
You know. I mean, I do want to say solo serve, but that made me look kind of broke back in the day.
We were all solo serve.
I went to 50 off.
Well, I went to Wieners.
Wieners.
I remember Wieners.
I worked at Wieners.
We can say solo serve. I'm originally from Arkansas, so I gotta say, I don't know if you ever heard of Rally's.
Yeah,
Rally's.
Yeah, Rally's.
Rally's. Yeah. Yeah, Rally's.
They had a Rally's here. That's what Puffin Billy's was like.
Okay.
Yeah.
With
the
red onions. Yeah, I love
fuck.
The seasoned fries.
Yeah.
And then Sima Red. I don't know if y'all remember
Sima
that.
Sima Red.
Good answer.
Sima That's Red. A California transplant.
Before Big Red.
Yeah, Sima Red was good when there was no more Big Red.
Okay.
So I got you.
Now, Big Red's the original. Sima Red's the California wannabe, but it was still good. They brought it over
and
here.
Red Flash was Coca-Cola's.
Red Flash was Coca-Cola's thing until they acquired Big Red. Yeah, exactly. And then Pepsi, they had Red Slice.
Red Slice.
Yes.
Sima Red.
But Sima Red, number two. That's a good number two.
Yeah,
Red
I was
sodas.
Introduced to that.
Yes.
What beautiful. About you, Charles?
Was they have Chicken Shacks anywhere outside of Crockett, East Texas?
I have no
idea. They don't have any here, but
really no, it's called. Have, well, yeah. Wait. I went real country with it. Ames Fried Chicken.
Ames.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody has heard of Ames.
I have, but they don't have many here in town. Yeah. Exactly.
It is the best fried chicken
how you spell
in the
it?
World. And not to be like stereotypical black, but no, Ames Fried Chicken is.
A-I-M-S?
Extremely good. A-M-E-S. If anybody from East Texas is listening, like, yeah, I wish I had some of them biscuits. Like the
biscuits were the shit?
The biscuits, the chicken, all that. And Bobby just been over here tearing me up for the last 10 minutes.
Bushes doesn't fill the void?
Have you been to Bushes?
I have not. It's like the Williams Fried Chicken of East Texas. Williams Fried Chicken in Dallas.
Ames.
And is it what's the fried chicken like? Is it kind of like spice based or is it like just straight
like
up
Popeyes?
It's like Popeyes, Church's, Kentucky Fried Chicken all mixed into one.
Really? Oh, so they do all the style. They all the
If I could put Ames Fried Chicken into a drink, it would be like
Ames Fried Chicken Soda.
Would it be like
chicken chips?
Chicken chips, chicken flavored potato chips.
It would be like buffalo chicken flavored potato chips. It would be like
Ames Fried Chicken. That just sounds. That sign,
sounds good.
That sign. Looks good,
has anybody here ever heard of Swamp Water?
No.
A drink. A drink
yes,
called
yes,
Swamp
yes,
Water.
Yeah, it's
Ames Fried Chicken is the Swamp Water of fried chicken.
This is where it's at. It's the standard.
I'm going. This is all like I don't
it's
know.
It's the Whataburger of fried chicken.
Yeah, in a sense.
There you go.
It's now, like the Whataburger of fried chicken.
Now there's no more Ames where you're from.
It's shut down.
Really?
Oh, it shut down.
So was it a chain
up.
Or was it like one? Or like I guess it was.
They had one in Crockett, and they had one in Lufkin.
Yeah, Lufkin.
It was like it was really good.
So it probably had the potential because Bush's is where's Bush's from? That's like from Tyler,
I think Lubbock.
Okay,
I think I'm just guessing.
All right, yeah, because it's I think it like there was like one, and then it kind of just blew up. They franchised it, and so yeah, fuck that Raising Cane shit. It's all about Bush's.
What about Facebook, Regan?
Facebook. We asked, what do they miss about the city that they live in? Charles Hagg says, when all the hipsters not cool enough for Austin moved here. Berto Garcia says, the Center Theater in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Nice.
Alfred Perez says, I miss the fast food joint GW Juniors. Best Frankfurters in the world. At least I thought they were. Carlos Castro says, I move around a lot. Out of all the cities and countries I loved, I miss the San Antonio comedy scene the most.
Aww. Papa.
Gregory Pierce says, I lived in San Diego. I missed the days when Comic-Con was smaller, friendlier experience. That's got to cool.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Travis K says, I missed the convenience living in San Antonio. person is always close to something, especially great tacos from either Rolando's or Mini Taco, but living in the most backwater of backwater towns on at least 30 minutes from anything worth doing or visiting. Only entertainment out here is counting roadkill. Living out in the country. Andrew Thomas says, I miss the perception that I had of Wilmington, North Carolina. Now I can only see it as a damn tourist destination, but with nothing but chain restaurants and bad traffic. That sucks. Robert Rodriguez says, all the venues that I used to go to see live music, DMZ, Jiggers, and The Sanctuary, will always hold a special place in my heart.
Yeah, but now he can go see whatever he wants, being a famous film director.
That's not the same dude.
It's Robert Rodriguez. Yeah, it says it right there.
It says it.
Right. Justin Cooper says, my buddy who moved away as soon as I moved here. Aww.
Fuck that guy. You know who you are. That's what it says. That's what he put.
Oh, I'm sorry your buddy moved away. And Nidia Huizar says, the sheer majesty of the HEB marketplace on Bandera and 410 back in the early 90s. Everything about that HEB was on point. Example, exterior signage, interior displays, marketing. I mean, how do you San Antonio natives remember the billboard campaign that showed the progression of a baby chick hatching from an egg, which mirrored the progression of the store in its opening? That was a stupid, clever, and it gets me to this day. And now HEB is a husk of its former glory. Go to the freaking... the HEB Plus off of Bandera and 6004.
Or the retro HEB that's on Nacogdoches near New Braunfels.
Or just go to El Mercado on the west side.
Hey, man, I bought some Amiibos at HEB. I'm all about it.
I love HEB.
Yeah, fuck yeah. That's HEB.
Fuck you, Kroger's. That's what people miss about their cities. So we were talking about the fading black community in Austin. That's not funny.
That certainly is not funny. No.
Well, you know what? This is the end of our podcast. And Charles Allen, we appreciate you being a guest. Where can people find you on Twitter, on Facebook, on anything like that?
I'm on Twitter at CharlesAllen79, Instagram at CharlesAllen79, Facebook /CharlesAllen79.
And that's Allen with an E-N, right?
Yeah, A-L-L-E-N. Excuse the Charles Barkley dialect, but...
That's bullshit. You don't sound like Charles Barkley.
Yeah, that is bullshit.
And Bobby, where can people follow you?
B-Smitty Comedy, at B-Smitty Comedy, yeah. Instagram, Twitter, B-Smitty's Defensive Driving. If I got a speeding ticket, you just want an insurance discount, come holler at me.
Right. Now, if they have open carry, can they?
God damn, no.
I've broken every law. I'm like the Malcolm X of Defensive Driving. I did that. So hopefully nobody else has to go through that.
Well, here's the thing about our podcast, Charles and Bobby, you know this already, is that this is an educational program. We ask our guests, as well as ourselves, what did we come to know? Throughout this podcast, what made you come to learn something new about maybe yourself or the world in general? So Jess, what did you come to know?
I definitely felt that.
Yeah, I think what I learned, and it was a cool realization, was the actual toy cartoon dynamic that has been flip-flopped, where cartoons were made specifically to sell toys back in the day. Now it's cartoons, toys, and merchandise derived from the creative material. Now, it's still selling shit. Like, I'm not going to, make it like where it's a magical good thing. But I do think it's a kind of nice step in the direction where the creative comes first. And even though it's still bullshit, they're still selling toys. They're still going to fucking market shit. The creative comes first. Take, for example, something like shows that we talked about, like Adventure Time or Steven Universe and those type of shows. Like, those shows pick up an audience first because of how, whimsical they are. Then come the video games. Then come the beach towels. Then come the purses. Then come the Hot Topic shit. So I think it's kind of a little bit neat that there's kind of an encouragement for new creative, new voices. And they're all voices that were raised in the shit that we were raised on, mm-hmm. generally the same age. This is the shit that they created, and it's cool that the creative comes first, and then the toys, as opposed to straight-up transparent breakfast cereal shoved down your kid's throat, which I loved. We all loved that era. We fucking loved that era. And I think some kids are missing out on that type of that growth. But I do like that whole creativity, then the merchandising. Kind of neat.
I learned two things. I learned about Ames Chicken.
Yeah.
And that looks delicious. Yeah. Sounds delicious.
Yeah.
And I want to try it. Yeah. And I also learned that one of my good friends, Bobby Smith, is viewed as a militant black man.
Yeah.
I did not see that. I don't know where that comes from, but you say people tell you that?
I've heard of it a few times. Yeah.
Man. Maybe it's because you're just so quiet.
Usually from the comedians,
Yeah, because you're quiet.
I think it's because you're quiet.
Because you're quiet and you're fucking a Black Panther?
Yeah. Your quietness is
And Aaron Cheatham's on the Black Power call.
He's not viewed like that.
No, he's not.
That's funny. I don't see it.
I don't see it either.
I came to know that the toy that I loved growing up actually stood for millions of unusual small creatures lurking everywhere.
Yeah.
The acronym Muscle. And I also came to know that the dude who invented Pokemon was a bug fanatic and loved collecting bugs as a kid.
That's a genuine.
Yeah, exactly.
I really.
That derives from the whole Japan's fascination with beetle wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
Which is fucking awesome. I don't know why kids aren't into that here. I guess because they don't have the type of beetles.
Yeah, George Harrison. There. Yeah, George Harrison wrestled that guy with the knife that broke into his house.
Seriously, when I went to Japan, like they had a little map made specifically for the people on base, and on the map, like it's, you know, it had beetle store, and I sincerely thought it was like, shit, are the beetles that big? Like. Is a store for the Beatles, and then I walk past it, and it's actual Beatles. Fucking Beatles,
yeah.
And it's meant for kids to go in there to buy a beetle. They can name it and fight them with other beetles.
Rhinoceros beetles, they flip each other
Fuck
over.
Yeah, I love
If
that.
Yours flips theirs over, they wins.
So Charles, your first time on Public Access, coming from Crockett by way of L.A., what did you come to know?
I came to know that not only black people... If you start drinking too much of their liquor, that they would just hide their shit and push it to the side and be like, you done had enough. Because we had a bottle of Bombay,
Larry,
and I was sipping, and this shit was just off the chain, and it was like, you having a little bit too much fun with this liquor that you didn't pay for, and they took the bottle of liquor and they put it over where I couldn't get to it.
That's my boy's bottle.
So it's not just a black thing. It's not just a black thing.
It's also for your own. We're also very conscious.
We're looking out for you.
We're looking out for you.
I'm not driving.
You told Regan... To cut you off.
He got to go back to L.A. in the morning. So he
It's not even the morning. I'm going back to L.A. at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. You had y'all back. You didn't have my back.
Shit, I think it's nasty.
What was I supposed to do? Go fuck the ghost again? What was I going to do?
But you went like, hey, man, I'm done.
Did I say that?
Yes, you did.
Usually if I say I'm done, that means I'm just getting started. So
I don't know you very well, Charles. I've come to know you. I like you. And if you say I'm done, I got your back. But shit,
he just put the liquor back on my side of the table for everybody that can't see.
Yeah, Larry took it away.
I did.
Yeah. I don't think I can drink no more of it anyway.
All right, I'll take it.
Yeah. No, I don't think see how he took it, but he took it back real quick and put it back where it was.
It didn't give his mind.
That's all I learned. But no, I had a great time, man.
Thank you for
I hope I can come back and do this again because
absolutely.
I like the way y'all let people open up and this is a good podcast because it's nothing fake. It's nothing like, oh, we comedians. Like, it's none of that old hack type shit. Like, we get into the real shit. And if it's funny, it's funny. If it's not, it's not. If you suck, then you're going to be on the podcast viewed as he came here, we gave him a chance, and he didn't make it. But if you're funny, then it's going to be good.
It's going to be very good. Bobby, what'd you come to know?
I learned that P. Diddy is Turkish.
He rips them off?
Yeah, pretty much.
Rip off him?
Yeah.
It made perfect sense.
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
No, Bobby, you got to finish much the rest of your...
Yeah,
no.
That's right.
Bobby. You got to finish the rest of... No,
what else? Hold on.
My eyes are closed.
So what else did you come to know, Bobby?
What I came to know, Pharrell, y'all like that P. Diddy joke? It was good, right? I wasn't sure if I was going to say it, but but for real, I respect you guys. I love y'all very much. Y'all like family. Do y'all think I'm militant?
No, Bobby. No.
Why am
no
I
way.
This happen?
Hey, do you think you intimidate? I want to ask this before y'all
I want to hear Jess rap.
Do you
I'm
feel
just
like.
I'm just joking.
I want to ask you this. Like,
I just play it.
Do you feel like you're an intimidating person?
Man, fuck you. I never thought so. I mean, not in the Michael Jackson way, but kids love me. Like, I don't intimidate kids.
As a person in general, if I didn't know you and I saw you at the gas station, I was like, hey, brother. Can you give me a ride to the, or can you loan me a dollar? Like, how would you feel like you came across?
I think I'm approachable. I think.
Get your own dollar.
people ask me that all the time. I give rides. I don't know.
Bobby is approachable.
Bobby's approachable as hell.
Approachable, but once you approach him, you're like, what the fuck is this dude gonna do? Like this.
I've never thought that.
I almost felt like Bobby was mad at me for a split second. Like, Charles, calm the fuck down. Like, what are
he
you doing?
He probably was.
Like, oh, nah.
And I have, like,
oh,
twist
no.
got gangbang.
Oh, nah.
Bobby got this vibe. Quiet people have this vibe on the ride over
here. You know why?
It was so awkward. The ride over here was so awkward because I'm like,
I love Bobby with all my heart, and I don't say it like that. Why Bobby's as real as hell, because he admitted to this. Who's your dad's favorite comedian, Bobby?
It is Larry and Regan. And I guess podcast is over now.
Well, Charles, thanks for joining. Bobby, thank you for coming.
I can't wait to come back.
Always a pleasure.
Jess, what do we got going on?
Hey, guys, thanks for listening to us on oneofus.net. You're one of us. We're one of you. We're all one of each other. So thanks for listening to us. If you like what you listen to and you want to hear the old shit, you go to comediaagogo.com and you get our old adventures there. You can also check out our movie, Blood Cousins. It's fucking awesome. And you can also check out Larry and Regan's Big Red and Barbacoa, and it is also fucking awesome. On the cheap, on the down low, it is really cool stuff. Very cool things you should look into. At ComediaGogo, hashtag Public Access on Twitter, and like and join our Public Access Happy Campers Facebook page. That's where you can answer our questions and join in the conversation. We love reading your answers. We love letting y'all be a part of the show. You guys are a huge part of our show, and we have a great time with you all. Thanks for listening.
And if you're not on Facebook, all of our listeners that are listening to us from oneofus.net, not from Texas, not from San Antonio, guys, please email us at comediagogo@yahoo.com. Let us know what you think. We'd love to hear from you guys, because we know there's a big percentage of you guys not on Facebook. But if you're on Facebook and you're not liking the page, please do so. And if you're ever in San Antonio, guys, please, Friday night, midnight, come to the Magic Time Machine, to the Blind Tiger Comedy Club. Free. Not just local comedians. We have comedians from all across the country doing time there, much like Mr. Charles Allen and Bobby Smith. So once again, thank you guys. Make sure you follow them on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, as well as us. Once again, this is Larry.
This is Regan.
And this is Jess.
Yeah, when we are, we'll see you later.
All right, Bobby, thanks. Here comes the floor. Here comes the